Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, what's this phone call all about?
Thank you for being connected with eBay. This is Eric, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And madam, I believe you got a voice message for a payment of $299 for the purchase of an eBay gift card online. So, are you the person who's doing the transaction?
I haven't purchased an eBay gift card.
So, madam, we are suspecting a fraud transaction is going on through your number now. So, I believe you wish to cancel the payment right now at the moment?
Yes, please.
Alright, so let me explain here. To cancel this suspicious payment, we need to simply cancel the payment. And through that, we have to send you our cancellation code into your cell phone now. Once you will receive that code, we will stop this payment and give you the refund directly to your account, alright?
Okay.
So, will you confirm it to me, ma'am, what kind of cell phone do you use from your side? Is it an Android cell phone or an iPhone?
Samsung.
A Samsung Android. Phone. Samsung Android, yeah. Now, first of all, I will tell you. Or you can get your cancellation code. So just do one thing, put me on speaker mode first.
Okay.
Yes, now after that, I just want you to go to the page where you see your all the applications like message, camera, WhatsApp. Can you go to that page?
What?
Go to the page where you see your all the applications, like message, camera, WhatsApp, go to that page. Are you on that page? Okay, can you tell me what can you see into your mobile phone?
Pardon?
Can you tell me what can you see into your mobile phone now? What do you see?
I see
Okay. Now, just I want you to swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Just swipe it up.
Yeah, all right, now I've got
all the things, right? Yeah. Now, just look carefully over there. Did you see any app over there written like Play Store?
Play Store?
Yeah. Did you see there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, can you tell me what did you... Yeah, what do you see there?
I've got all my little squares with all my things in it.
Okay, now can you read out for me one by one what did you see there?
My message to Facebook, my bank, my camera, gallery.
Apart from that?
That's everything that I've got is on there.
Play Store, yeah. Can you read out for me so I can help you out? After gallery, what did you see there?
Hang on, I'm looking on this. Play games, photos, phones, Play Store.
Yes, click on that Play Store.
So what do you want me to do? Go in the Play Store?
Yes, once you open the Play Store, we are activating or installing a secure software so that we are giving you a cancellation code. And now from that cancellation code, we are cancelling the fraud payment which is going on through your number, okay?
How can it go on through my number if nobody knows? I mean, I've got the phone in my end. How can somebody use my number?
Because these people have your number, and so there they are doing this fraud payment. As I've told you earlier, 299 has been charged.
Okay. What have I got to do? Quick question. I think this is going to get me into any trouble.
You don't get in any trouble, Sam. Yeah, open the Play Store, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, once you open the Play Store, just look very carefully at the top of the Play Store. Do you see any option say search for apps and games? Do you see that?
Or you just
at the very, very top, say search for apps and games. Any white panel do you see?
It's got search. A microphone thing, a bell with number 3 on it, and a name.
Yes, you see search, click on that search.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, on that search, I want you to type in there the letter A. A for Apple, A there.
A for Apple.
It's A for Apple, A.
A, right.
N for November, N.
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, Y there.
Why?
Yep. Then D as in David, D there.
D?
Yeah, after D it's E for Edward, E there.
A-N-Y-D?
After D it's E for Edward, type E.
A-N-D-A-N-Y-D-E.
Yeah, D-E, yes. After that, S. S as in sugar, S.
Yep.
After S, it's K as in kilo, type K.
Right.
Now, will you read out for me what did you type in any desk? Yes. Now, give a click on search.
Huh?
Yeah, now what can you see in your screen now? Will you tell me?
Just about any desk.
Okay, tell me the first one. What did you see the first option?
Not any options, mate. Just says this device.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a red thing with a diamond disc.
Yes, yep.
Yes.
And did you see anything says install?
Yes.
Click on install then.
Oh, I can see this is gonna get me into trouble. Alright.
Yep, click on install.
I've done it.
Yeah, now what can you see after click on install?
JVCUPAAN.
Uh-huh. Now, open. Did you see open? Yeah, click on open.
Okay.
Now, what can you see?
Some dots going around in a circle.
Okay.
Activation.
Okay. Click on OK. If you see OK, click on OK.
Disagree.
Yeah, click on agree, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now what can you see?
For controlling this device remotely, a plugin is required. Would you like to install this plugin now? I don't know if I should be doing this.
Yeah. Because this is a plugin activation which we need to do to activate the security, okay? As you know, as I told you earlier, we are activating the security now. If you see the option says OK, click on OK.
Okay, done it.
Now, what can you see after this?
Any desk plugin, add one, any desk software.
Wait. Do you see install?
Yes.
Yeah, click on install. Now, once you see it showing you uninstall, just let me know.
It says what?
Uninstall. If you see any option come up there, it says uninstall.
Yes, it says uninstall. Yes, it says uninstall.
Now, yeah. Now, just go back once.
So, I push uninstall.
No, don't press anything. Just go back.
Okay, so...
Now, what can you see?
Find and collect rare Pokemon.
Okay, go back once again.
Plug in activation to be able to control the blah, blah, blah.
Okay, click on OK if you see again OK. Click on OK.
Yeah.
Alright, now what can you see?
Accessibility.
Accessibility? Now go back once. Go back once again. Go back.
You can abort the tutorial by touching the area of blue circle.
Yeah, now just touch the area which is totally white. Touch the white area, touch anywhere.
That's what the blue circle.
Yeah, outside the blue circle, yes, touch anywhere. Alright, yep. Now what do you got?
You would break.
Okay, now do you see a line number? Yeah, do you see a line numbers come up there?
539-957-178.
What was the number? 539-957 after that?
178.
178. Now let me tell you, this is the cancellation number which you are directly getting through eBay. Now from this we are activating the security. Now look carefully. Below this 9 numbers, did you see any option, say, set password? Do you see that?
Yes, set password.
Yeah, click on that set password option. Now, what can you see after that?
I don't know, look at the thing,
okay.
Always shows you coming in session request.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Wait. Now, do you see any option over there that says permission? Do you see permission?
Permission?
Yes, permission. Yes, do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, now, below the permissions, read out one by one. What can you see? Read out one by one. Okay?
Allow other devices to save login information for this test.
Okay.
Clear all tokens.
Uh-huh.
Enable two-factor authentication.
Okay.
Enable for safe login information.
Okay.
Enable for short-term passwords.
Okay.
Enable previous session profile.
Okay.
Clear previous session profile.
Okay.
Permission profile.
Yeah, now click on permission profile. Okay.
Go on, are you here, Eva?
Okay. Have you done that? Have you clicked on permission profile?
I have now.
Okay, now what can you see?
Default screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Okay, now click on full access, okay?
Now this doesn't sound right to me.
Let me tell you what is exactly going on. We are providing you a secure password for your mobile phone. Now from this password, we are totally giving security through eBay server so that none of the foreign IDs will get in your mobile phone or doing any fraudulent activity. I will show you everything one by one now. Alright, click on full access if you see.
Oh. Okay.
Alright, now just tell me what can you see.
Profile, full access, profile enabled unattended access.
Yeah, wait. Now click on the small checkbox, it's enable unattended access. Click on that.
Password seems okay.
Yeah, wait. Now, do you see a red color panel? Do you see that panel? A white, red panel, an empty panel there?
Yeah, it's a white panel and it's got this password is too weak.
Okay, now click page. Now click on that panel and I will provide you a secured password for your mobile phone security. Alright, now let me tell you, the password should be in all lowercase, okay? It should be in all lowercase, okay? So type in very properly, okay? The password, it starts from letter S. S is in lowercase. S for sugar.
Yep.
Then T, T for tiger, T lowercase.
Yep.
Then O, O for Oscar, O lowercase.
Yep.
Then P, P for Peter, type P lowercase.
Yep.
Yeah, then don't give any space, don't give any space, then type number 1. Number 1, yes. Then type number 2.
Yep.
Number 2, have you typed number 2?
Yes.
After 2, number 3.
Yes.
Okay, then number 4. And then number 5, okay? Okay, now at the bottom, did you see any option says okay? I just want you to click on okay from there.
Am I supposed to remember that password or what?
You can remember, or if you don't want to, no worries, because I will tell you the password. You can write down the password as well. Write down the password if you want. Okay?
Yes, I think so.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
The password should be STOP, all lowercase, then 12345. Okay, this should be the password. Okay. Alright, now just wait. Shortly, you will get to see a security activation messages will come up into your mobile phone. Okay? So,
what about you will see after the password?
Click on OK. If you see OK, click on OK. If you click on OK, okay, now just leave as it is. Don't touch anything. The security has been working and you're getting some security messages through eBay. Now, you will get to see any option says start now. eBay secure server start now. Click on start now if you see. The security has to be starting at the moment.
I just came up said I'm about to give full control of my phone over to you.
No, no, you're not giving any control to anywhere. You are getting connected to a machine as absolutely. And you will get to see eBay secure server. As you see, eBay secure server is connected. So once you click on start now, the security has been activating. Click on start now.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Now, did you see at the bottom any option says close? Click on close.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you see another option says close, I want you to click on close from there as well.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, just see at the very, very top of your screen, do you see security written there? Security?
Yes. Yes.
Now, just beside the security, you would get to see a small left arrow. Click on that left arrow there. Okay. Now, did you see eBay secure server connection established?
Yes. Yes.
It means right now the security of eBay is already activated into your cell phone. And we are totally remove those fraudsters from your mobile phone one by one. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to press the home button and come to your normal screen where you can see your all the applications, okay?
Press the home button? How do you know where that is?
Just see at the very bottom, did you see the circle button, the circle?
Yeah, right, here on the...
Okay, press that button and come to your normal home screen.
Yep.
Alright. Now, what we are doing, we are once again activating the security through our cell phone. And to do that, we are totally have to put security into your mobile phone now. So just do you see any option say settings, I want you to go to your mobile phone settings. No. Once I will be showing you everything, ma'am. As you see, you are connected with eBay, so you don't have to worry about anything. You are in the safe hands of eBay.
I mean, you don't have to say that, but how the hell am I supposed to trust it?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I will be showing you everything one by one. So just be patient. I will be showing you everything. Don't need to worry. I will be showing you those fraudsters' IP, so you can see and you can understand why you are getting this call and what problem you need to fix right now. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, just go to your mobile phone settings, please.
Alright, I'm there.
Yeah, now, just wait. Now, once you are in the mobile phone settings, can you see at the very, very top, do you see, at the very, very bottom, do you see launcher settings?
Yes.
Or system settings, do you see system settings? Click on system settings.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, just see on the settings, do you see the right hand side, there's a magnifying glass over there, do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, click on that magnifying glass.
Okay.
Yes, now on the magnifying glass, I just want you to type in there, A as an apple, A there.
A.
Yep. C as in Charlie. C. Once again,
yep.
E as in Charlie.
Yep.
E for Edward.
Yep.
S for Sugar.
Yep.
Once again, S for Sugar.
Yep.
Okay. I for Indigo.
Yes.
B. Yeah. B for ball.
B.
Yeah. B for ball. Yes. I for Indigo.
Okay.
L for London.
Hang on. Oh.
Okay, do you see any options if accessibility modes come up? Any options?
I don't know if this is a scam or not. What? There's something about somebody trying to get $299 gift card from eBay in my name. So I just did a trip. No, it didn't put a message, he rang me. This guy's talking on here. Hello?
Yes?
Can you explain to my daughter what this is all about, please? Because I really think that you're scamming me.
The thing is that there's a fraud payment going on through your mobile phone and we are helping you out to stop this kind of fraudsters right now.
Sorry about that?
There is a fraud payment going on through her number and we are totally stopping those fraud payments directly through your cell phone.
Right, and we are
and that's what we are doing by totally blocking those activities through your cell phone by the help of eBay.
Right, okay. So you said like eBay can't be used. Is that right?
It is eBay. You're talking with eBay. And there are some fraud payments going on through your number and your information. And that's what we are doing.
Okay.
We are blocking the payment directly through your cell phone now. Okay?
Okay. But there's no direct debit coming through. We don't get any of that.
The money hasn't been debited yet. We have put that payment on a hold and that's why you are getting the voice message so that we will block the payment directly by the help of your internet IP.
How can I get money out when I got no details?
We have the details. And that's what we are doing. We are blocking the fraud payments. The payment is exactly going on. Yeah, the payment is exactly going on through a Westpac account.
To Westpac account?
Yeah.
Okay, and what name setting?
Sir, will you try to check that?
Incident?
Yeah, the name, that's what you want to know?
Yes.
And right now, do one thing. We will not confirming you anything over the phone because the call has been recorded. So can you do one thing? Can you log in and check right now that any fraud payments are going on through your cell phone or not? We have sent you a cancellation request so that we will simply stop the payment. Can you log in and check now, please? The request has been sent directly through eBay. So you just log in and check through your side.
My number doesn't have eBay.
The account has been created, as I've said.
My mother does not have an account.
Can you listen to me for a moment? Can you listen to me, please? The thing is that a fraud account has been created through your number. And through that, a fake payment has been done. What we are doing is we are blocking that account and blocking the payment. Because without your authority, we can't cancel the payment. That's why we have sent you a cancellation request into your account. So you can log in and you can check right now any request you have received through your bank or not from eBay.
I don't know how the best of fraud is.
Everything you can see is totally legit over here, so don't need to worry.
You keep telling me there's no need to worry, but you know.
I understand.
$299 is a lot of money for me.
I understand, ma'am. That's why I will show you everything. Why are you panicking? I will be activating security one by one into your cell phone.
Okay, you have any questions? I don't know who the bloody hell you are. You ring me up and you tell me that there's somebody trying to defraud my... I don't know, but that's the truth.
That's what I'm showing you. So that's what you want to see, that any fraud thing is going on or not? Let me show you. Can you open a Google page, please? Open a Google page.
How do I do that? I don't know.
Open a Google, please. Yeah.
Alright, I've got Google. Alright, I'm on Google.
Alright, now on the Google, I just want you to simply type in there, M as in mother, M there.
M.
Y for yellow, Y.
Y.
Give a space. Then type number one, P for Peter.
Number one?
Yeah, number one, P for Peter.
Then P for Peter.
Yep. Give a space. Then type address location, A-double-D-R-E-double-S, address location, your IP address location. After address location, after address, give a space. Then type location, wait. After location, then you need to type C as in Charlie, A as in Apple.
My IP address, what?
I'll tell you. Type in there, click on that panel first, click on that panel. Type in there, my 1P address. Location.
Yeah. Find out, what is my IP address location? Find out here.
No, not over here. I will tell you how you can check it. It's not a regular website. You can simply check it on the Google. Go to the very top where you type my 1P address location. Click on there.
On my Google?
Yes.
My IP address location.
Yes. Give a space.
Australia.
Wait. After location, give a space. give a space.
Okay.
Then type C for Charlie. Wait, C for Charlie, A for Apple. That's all. Yes. And give a click on search. Give a click on search. All right. Now, if you see, ma'am, this is your whole IP address details. If you see, ma'am, your IP address is 66.249.79.181. This is your IP address. Am I correct?
I have no idea.
Do you see your IP4B address, your IP address details in front of your cell phone? Do you see that?
I don't know what my IP address is.
You can see in your screen, right? The first one. This is your IP. Do you see that?
I can see that, but I don't know what my IP address is. So how do I know that that's not your IP address?
Okay. Ma'am, you see it's 66.249.79.181 is hide my IP with VPN. This is your phone, this is your IP. If you see. And if you see, ma'am, the location of that IP, it is in Mountain View, California, US. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm not in Mountain View, California.
Yeah, that's the reason, ma'am, we are getting the call. Because these fraudsters are doing the fraud payments through the United States. That's what I'm trying to explain you. They are using some different locations. You're not in United States, we already know that. But these fraudsters have your information and doing the fraud payments through United States, which is in Mountain View, California. Alright? And if you see, ma'am, the device type over here, it is a mobile and an Android mobile phone. Everything is very clear to you, show in your screen. Alright. Now, you have understand what I'm trying to explain you from the very, very beginning. Alright?
Yes, alright.
Yes, now,
I
understand. If you still have any question, you can ask me. You are in the safe hands of eBay. And once you are connected, I believe, on the AnyDesk, do you see eBay Secure Server? It means you are connected with eBay, so don't need to worry. Okay?
So are you from eBay?
I am from eBay, yes. How would you get all the information if I'm not from eBay? If I'm not from eBay, how would I show you all the things? Right?
Call Max number, everything like that. And
so do you got all that? Can I have your full name and ID number and all that?
Sorry?
Can I have your full name and your ID number?
Yes, you can. Yes, yes, write down. My full name is Eric. It's E-R-I-C, Eric.
Hang on, I'm taking the paper and a pen.
Okay.
I'm in a pen.
Hang on, I've got one
here. Okay.
Just hang on a minute.
Yeah, all right. Do not keep your bank last number or anything like that.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay. All right.
Alright, you ready?
Oh, hang on a minute. Catch my breath. Alright.
Okay. Now, write down my name. My name is Eric Jones.
E-R-I-C.
Yep. And my job employee number of my eBay is E-B-A-Y. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Jones is stuff.
Mm-hmm. Eric Jones. Yep.
All right.
Okay. And now write down my job employee number. It is E for Edward, B for Ball, A for Apple, Y for Yellow, then 78942.
78942. Yep, 78942. Okay. If this causes me any problems that I get onto eBay, they're going to tell me that you work here.
Directly, you can contact. I'll give you the number of eBay as well, my headquarters number. You can directly call and you can simply get all the verifications over there as well, okay? It is the okay. Melbourne number. If you want, I can give you the number. It's 02709.
02709375 76.
Okay?
76.
Yep. And right now, ma'am, for the verifications, you are directly getting an email through the eBay headquarters so that you don't get confused and you will totally get to understand the matter, what exactly is going on right now. Okay? Now, in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the call to the accounts department. Okay? Now, the accounts team will handle the situation right now because I believe you don't understand what is going on. Now, the accounts team will talk to you and they will totally able to explain you about the fraud activities and tell you how you will get the refund directly to your account. Alright? So,
okay.
Thank you very much for talking with me. The call has been transferred in a minute. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Well, thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to your accounts department. My name is Alan DeCosta, and I do believe that I'm speaking with Mrs. Elizabeth Stream, right?
Are you three, yes?
So, the thing is that I do believe that my junior colleague makes you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you while making you understand, right?
Look, there's so many scams going around, you know, I don't know. All right, explain away.
I understand your concern, ma'am. The thing is that what happened, there was some fraudster. He's trying to make a fraud purchase in your name and with the help of your account, which is connected to the eBay like a Westpac, okay? So the thing is that we got suspicious regarding that order, and what we did, the charges is in pending right now. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and cancel that order which is not made by you, okay?
Okay.
So what we'll do, sir, ma'am, we got a verification message that you're not understanding each and everything. What happened, from our accounts department, from our headquarters, you received a verification email from our side, okay, which is the email ID which is connected to the Amazon, from the eBay, which was LIZTRIM1954@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
So can you try to go ahead and check that email, that you received any verification email from our eBay headquarters or not? Can you go ahead and check that? Then I will...
How do I get back the email?
Normally, how you check the email, yes, you need to do the same thing.
All right, I'm doing it.
Take your sweet time, ma'am.
All the confirmation email.
Just try to check that.
You can play this card, but I wouldn't buy anything like that anyway.
And do you receive any verification message that any money was deducted from your Westpac account? And you'll also get to see my name, which from eBay Australia, okay? Because I'm the account department assistant manager here. who is handling all these cases. So you can understand, ma'am, you received an email from our eBay headquarters. And now you can understand those frauds are too smart who can use your details and who can make their purchase, right?
Yeah, but the big problem there is that my WestPac bank account is not under the name Tree.
No, that's not regarding that your name through. What they are doing, ma'am, as they hacked your devices, what happened, they used your name, but what they've done, they find out a bank which is connected to your mobile, and from there they get the details and they make a transaction. So what I want you to do, ma'am, I want you to simply go back to your home screen of your mobile, and we send you a cancellation request on your WestPac account. So you just need to go ahead and check that. If any money is deducted from your account, please let me know so we can go ahead and cancel the transaction for you, okay? And I'm holding the line for you while checking that banking. Please don't tell me anything over the phone as this call is recorded for college and training purpose, okay?
This is my account in my bank.
Yes. Normally, how you log into your bank, you need to go ahead and do that. And please let me know. I'm holding the line for you.
But how do I know that you can't see what I'm doing?
See, ma'am, if I can see on your, or what you can see on your mobile right now, why I'm going to ask you anything, right? The matter is that. Because you are the authorized person who can see your screen and whatever you are doing.
I'm hanging up. This just doesn't sound right for me.
Oh, what happened, ma'am?
Nothing happened. I'm hanging up.
That's you. It's all up to you, ma'am. See, ma'am. As for your request, we send you your verification email, and eBay is not a small company, eBay is a multinational company, and that's the reason we send you your email, and after that you are not believing us that your matter, okay? We are not here to convince you for anything, we are just here to help you in order to cancel the transaction and refund your money back, okay? And it's all up to you right now.
Yeah, but I'm not willing to go into my bank account with you on the other end there, where I don't know where you are.
I'm holding the line for you. You don't need to tell me anything. I'm holding the line for you. And I do believe that...
I don't tell you anything, but you can see on your side what I'm doing on my side.
No, ma'am. You're talking to me more than 20 to 25 minutes. My junior colleague also not ask you in a single personal details, nor we are, because every call is recorded for quality and training purpose. If I'm going to ask you, I'm going to take your connection. Okay, so you can understand that. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to simply lose my job. And I do have a small family, so I don't want to lose my job, okay? And if you're going to behave like that, it's all up to you, okay? I'm just telling you, go ahead and check that. If any money was deducted from your account or not, if any money is deducted, we will simply go ahead and generate a cancellation ID for you, okay? I'm just holding the line for you. If you want to check that, please go ahead and do that. Otherwise, I'm not here to convince you for anything, okay? Because it's your hard earned money. And if you're going to lose that, it's all of you.
There's nothing in my bank and there's nothing going out of my bank. Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Please let me know. Do you check your account, ma'am?
I did.
Do you check all of your accounts?
I checked my account, yes. There's only the money in there that I know is in there. There's nothing going in and there's nothing coming out.
And if you don't mind, Mr. Stream, we find out right now, there was one more transaction was trying to make for $99 and it was from the Bendigo Bank. Do you deal with any Bendigo Bank and do you try to make any transaction of $99 for a hockey stick?
No.
And do you check your do you deal with any Bendigo account? First, I want to just confirm with you that.
No.
You don't deal with any Bendigo, right?
No.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am.